From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The U.S. Supreme Court has ordered a lower court to review its ruling in a Texas redistricting case. Back in January, the lower court upheld a controversial map that was drawn up by the Republican-controlled Texas legislature. That new map could give Republicans a solid majority in their congressional delegation, which is now evenly split. But today, the Supreme Court told the federal panel to go back and reconsider its decision to approve the redistricting plan. Dave McNeely is a state political columnist with the Austin American Statesman. And Dave, remind us what the new map does and how it shifts the electoral landscape in Texas, please.
Well, you take 32 districts, and before, the Democrats were slightly dominant, and a very targeted effort by the House Majority Leader Tom DeLay was made to essentially punish senior Democrats in the Texas congressional delegation by giving them districts that were fairly uphill, if not impossible, in which to win re-election, so that they could be replaced with freshman Republicans.
There were numerous challenges to this map brought before the lower courts, brought by Democrats and minority groups. What were some of their arguments about why this new map is unconstitutional?
Well, they said that even though the Republicans said that it was an effort to give better ethnic representation and that sort of thing, even the minority groups said what you're doing right here is you're cutting off the minority group's nose despite their face, that they're going to be worse off with the people that would be elected by the Republicans, and you're not really helping blacks and browns in the process.
And part of the argument here is, should you be only able to redistrict once a decade, as I understand it?
Well, that's part of the argument. That's not what the Constitution says. The Constitution says that you have to do it every 10 years after the decennial census, but it doesn't say you can't do it more often.
The lower court, a three-judge federal panel there in Texas, back in January said this map was okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has now said not so fast. They didn't actually overturn that lower court ruling, but they've sent it back for review. What did they say?
Basically, as I understand it, they said since you drew that map, we've ruled in a Pennsylvania case that the redistricting there was too partisan and that needed to be reconsidered. And so we want you to reconsider the Texas decision in light of the Pennsylvania case.
And what's your sense of talking to people there in Texas about what the federal appeals panel there in Texas might do as they reconsider their decision?
They'll have several options open to them. One of them would be that they could recalibrate the district some and make them less blatantly partisan. They could also throw out their own case, although that seems to be kind of unlikely. And if they did that, they might revert back to districts that were drawn by a previous three-judge panel, a different one, in the wake of the 2001 failure by the Texas legislature to redistrict. But I'm not enough of a lawyer to know what's liable to happen in that.
The backdrop to all of this has been fascinating to watch. This was the case that caused Democratic Texas legislators to flee the state twice to try to mess up this bill in progress. And it's also been a bill that, as you mentioned, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay has been very involved in.
That's correct. The House Democrats fled back in May of 2003 to block this during a regular legislative session. And then during subsequent special legislative sessions, members of the Texas Senate, enough to break a quorum, went to New Mexico, and it was finally only after one of them threw in the towel and came back that the redistricting passed at all, but it took three special sessions called by the governor.
And the role of Tom DeLay?
Tom DeLay was down in Austin personally, shuttling back and forth from the House to the Senate during the final redistricting efforts, trying to get this thing done. He was also instrumental in helping engineer to take over the Texas legislature in the 2002 elections by Republicans so that they could do this, what the Democrats call re-redistricting.
And I believe part of his recent rebuke from the House Ethics Committee had to do with his efforts to get this map through.
That's right. There were some things connected to that. One of them was calling out federal officials or trying to use federal officials to track down the Democrats when they fled to Oklahoma. Another one was using leverage to raise some of the corporate money that was later funneled into these political campaigns that helped elect these legislators. That also drew some fire from the Ethics Committee.
And the bottom line is, on Election Day, November 2nd, the maps as they stand now in this map drawn up by the Republican legislature do stand, and those are the districts that voters will be voting for.
That's correct, as I understand it, Melissa. And one of the things that may come from this is that you may find some veteran Texas Democrats like Martin Frost and Charles Stenholm who are defeated in this election year and then find that their districts will be put back together in subsequent years. So what this could do is cause an already tumultuous situation to remain tumultuous for a while.
Dave McNeely, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Dave McNeely is state political columnist with the Austin American Statesman.